Well, so yeah, over to you, Maureen.
Right. Well, you want me to talk about myself first? Yeah.
Absolutely, up to whatever you'd like to
Well, I
appear
was
in.
born in South Leeds, very much working class. My parents both worked in tailoring. My dad was a tailor's cutter, which meant he did bespoke tailoring, you know, made to measure tailoring. He was a cutter. And I'll never forget his cutters that he had, that were shears that were about that level. Men's tailoring, obviously. And my mum was a tailoress, which all her family were, because that's what women did in Leeds, you know, in those days. It was a back-to-back house with a toilet down the street, shared with a couple of families. And we used to have to put a little lamp in there in the winter to stop the system freezing over. Can't believe it, can you? A bath in front of the fire. And I was one of four children. And we just kept warming the water up. You didn't change the water. So I was the last one in.
Is that because you were the youngest?
Yes. And that was once a week, which you can't believe now, can you? And my dad was very keen. He used to have us kneeling in front of him and use a knit comb, because we could not have knits, and we never did have knits.
Yeah.
You know, we used the old Durbach soap. So that was sort of the environment. My dad was actually at sea when I was born. I was born in 42.
Yeah.
So he was away when I was born. And the earliest memory I ever had of my dad, of anything really, was sitting on my dad's knee, and he was singing "You Are My Sunshine."
Oh.
And being very working class, never expected to go anywhere, but I sort of worked myself up. And the first time I went to Thailand, we went out to a coach trip, and coming back we sang that. And I remember thinking, never in a million years would my dad ever believe that I would be in Thailand singing this. You know, I mean, we did have holidays, which a lot of people didn't, but obviously it was only to Brig or Scarborough, you know.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people didn't have holidays, but my mum and dad worked very hard. And we did go on holiday every year. So we were lucky, really. I always wanted to be a nurse. I can't ever remember wanting to be anything else. But because of circumstances, I didn't do my training until I was 33. I was married very young, had children young. The marriage didn't work out. I was left on my own, blah, blah, blah. So eventually at 33, I did remarry. And I said to my husband, I wanted to, you know, do my nursing training. He said, if that's what you want to do, love, do it, you know. So I trained at Jimmy's. And during my career, I qualified as a state registered nurse. And I think one of the most outstanding memories probably in my lifetime was going down to get my results, because the postman was on strike at the time. So we had to go down and get our results, and they said, you've passed. And I thought, that's my lifetime's dream.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So I trained at Jimmy's, and during my career, after my husband died, he was only young, he was only 38, and I went to work in Edinburgh, because I'd been working in a young disabled unit, and I got quite a lot. I never got on medication, but I found that things were just getting too much, and I wanted to move, because I'd also lost my mother at the same time. And I worked in the Cheshire Home, but I found that was too much interference with management. I don't like my job. I didn't like the man. So I went back in the NHS. So that was in Edinburgh. And I came back to Leeds, worked at Chapel Allerton on nights, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I actually moved into here when I came back. And then I went to work in Malta for a year. I worked in A&E in Malta. And then back to Jimmy's and finished up in paediatric oncology before I retired. As I said, I've never smoked and rarely drank, so I do enjoy my travel. I say the special time was when I went to see Vic in Australia and did that coach tour from Uluru up to Darwin, where she lived, about 5,000 miles through the outback and the north end, as they call it. So that was pretty amazing. And also Antarctica was good, really fabulous. I mean, we was down in Antarctica itself for about 6 days, and we saw one ship in the distance. And that was all. It's right at the end of the season that they went. I say the greatest moments, I think, in my life was when I found I passed my exams, because obviously I'd been left school for about 18 years, and it was quite hard plod, and I'd, you know, three children, and I'd had three children to bring up on my own, basically, for quite a few years. So that was one, and that allowed me to have a career, you know, when my husband died so young. At least I had a good job. So that was good. He died about 2 years after I qualified. So, and the other was when Vic graduated. She was the first one in my extended family to ever go to university. Because people didn't, you know. Well, I might get a bit emotional here, but... Yeah, she got a first class honours, and it was all the sweeter because a few months before I'd had breast cancer, and I was okay. Luckily, they caught it early. I only had a lumpectomy and radiotherapy, but I really sincerely believe it was looking forward to Vic's graduation. I thought, hey, I'm going to be there.
You got me as well.
And it was so lovely, you know, to see her, get that. And she's now working in Brisbane, working with young offenders, helping to keep them out of youth custody, and to help them when they get released, to get them back on the feet. And she has sent me some lovely articles. I've had articles printed about it. And quite recently, it is a charity, but they do get some funding from the government. And there was some money that they to bid for this, financing. And there was, I think she said there was over 300 or 400 applied. They got down to the last 8, and they actually got the funding.
Wow.
So that was, something, a real achievement.
Yeah.
So that's what she does. Mm. And of course, we're all very proud of her, because she's, again, very much working class, you know. Her mum was a single mum when she had her, and worked. She actually is a chef in a bail hostel, is my daughter. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did get married, and Joe is her husband's, that's her husband's child.
Yeah.
He's Joe's wife. But I mean, he always treated Vic as his own right from the beginning. So again, they were very much working class. Mick was working worked as a driver in a factory, and then he got made redundant. And he started his own business as a courier, and he's doing quite well, really. Mm. But, as I say, the first one to go to university, none of my nephews, nieces, cousins, anybody did. Mm. She was the first one. I was left on my own with three young children, with a husband who wouldn't pay maintenance. I did have to struggle a bit, which is why I couldn't do my nursing, because obviously I was on my own. Mm. And knew I'd have to do nights and things. But it all came good in the end, and I have a very good relationship with all the children.